Editor. What's missing in Sylvie Pappas' letter to the editor? Youth should be more mature until making life-altering decisions. In the February 29th edition of The Outlook and Keith Thompson's letter in the March 19th edition, is the recognition that gender-affirming care saves lives. 2 LGBTQ+ young people are more than 4 times as likely to attempt suicide than their peers, Johns et al., 2020. 2 LGBTQ+ young people are not inherently prone to suicide risk because of their sexual orientation or gender identity, but rather placed at higher risk because of how they are mistreated and stigmatized in society. Dr. Christopher Wells, Canada Research Chair for the Public Understanding of Sexual and Gender Minority Youth at McEwen University, has complied 80-plus statements on Premier Danielle Smith's 2 LGBTQ+ policies. Among the 80-plus statements, the Canadian Medical Association, Children's Healthcare Canada and the Pediatric Chairs of Canada, and the Alberta Human Rights Commission denounce the policies as harmful to 2 LGBTQ+ children, youth, and adults. Dr. Kathleen Ross of the Canadian Medical Association said they're deeply concerned about any government proposal that restricts access to evidence-based medical care, including the Alberta government's proposed restrictions on gender-affirming treatments for pediatric transgender patients. Dr. Sam Wong, Dr. Jeff Critch, Dr. Ellie Viver, Dr. Raphael Sharon of the Canadian Pediatric Society stated, "Gender-affirming medical care for youth should be a decision between the patient, their parents, and their medical care team, without intrusion by government. The health and safety of transgender youth is too important. We strongly urge Danielle Smith to reconsider the implementation of these policies and to ensure that initiatives impacting transgender youth are rooted in best evidence and informed by consultation with those who have lived experience, are most directly impacted, and have a robust understanding of the current evidence." Yes, children and youth need support from adults in making decisions. Adults who are supportive, adults who are educated on the needs of 2 LGBTQ+ children and youth, adults who understand gender-affirming care saves lives. Marisha Iverson. Dead Man's Flats.